Good morning. Good Monday morning. Good morning, worker. I hope you're working. You taking a coffee break? You smoking a fucking cigarette? You talking about your boss out in the hallway? It's Monday, March the 27th, 2023, here in Boblimp Dock. It's just after 11:20 a.m., Mountain Standard Time, here in the shadow of the Uinta Mountains, as the Wookiee people sharpen their sticks, as the Wookiee people prepare for Sasquatch war, as Bigfoot hearkens after, yearns for, is jealous of, our craft beer, our busty women. First topic is a quote from Dr. Freckles, if you can believe it. Discussion of UBI, that's Universal Basic Income, is the opium. The opium of the masses. Just talk about it. People get excited. Here's a handout. Here's 10,000 bucks. Just stay at home and, you know, write poetry. Do a podcast. Am I right, fucker? Yeah. Discussion of UBI is the opium of the masses. What do I mean by that? What does Dr. Freckles mean? My entire life, going back to when I was a kid, there's been this persistent subject of what's called welfare reform. And under Ronald Reagan, there was a proposal for something called workfare, where basically you get money, but you have to go to a job. And certainly since Reagan and the older Bush who died and Clinton and the younger Bush who's still alive and Obama and all the others, in that time frame, one could argue that the general perspective has been, you know, people who need help are lazy and, you know, you don't really want to reward laziness. And I would agree with that, part of it. I don't think you should reward laziness. But I'll be honest with you. This UBI stuff, when you really look at it, looks like crap. There is virtually no functional circumstance I have seen, whether it's the California experiments or some of the nonsense that's been going on in Chicago and New York City in the last couple of years, in almost none of these situations could it possibly scale up. The most likely scenario would be rapid inflation. And it's not to say that we shouldn't help people or getting help isn't something you sometimes need. I'm of the opinion that in a free society, there would be plenty of help. And, oh, Dan, that's crazy. Well, one way it would help is with deflation. Because in an actual free market, in actual capitalism, the prices of goods and services don't go up over time. They go down. That is the way it's supposed to work. Now, since 1913, with our good friend the Federal Reserve, it hasn't worked that way. Prices just keep going up. Sometimes they take a step backwards. Sometimes the difference is not, it's kind of hidden, you know. You add a little bit more water to the maker's mark. There's not so much any tuna in the, you know, Subway tuna fish sandwich. Yeah, sometimes it's not just about the price. In fact, I would argue in my lifetime, it's been mostly about the quality. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about consumer goods too. It's like people say, well, I got to go to Walmart and I got this washing machine made in China and it was really cheap. And I would agree, you got it. It was made in China and it was really fucking cheap. How long did it last? Could anybody you knew or know or whatever, could anybody you know have fixed it once it broke? Was there any feasible way to fix it? You see, this is the thing about all the stuff they'll tell you about, you know, the current situation in the United States of America, is they'll tell you, well, the inflation's not so bad. It's really not just about the printing of money. It's not just about the superficial inflation. It's about all the greasy Soviet neo-Stalinist pillhead bullshit that happens below the surface. It's about buying a washing machine that only lasts 5 years, maybe only two. It's about buying a microwave that maybe only lasts a couple years, maybe only one. It's about buying technology often and often and often and then dumping it someplace. And who the fuck knows where, right? Some landfill? Oh no, Dan, they're taking it to a recycling facility in Africa. I've seen pictures of it. It looks like a wasteland of garbage. So yeah, I say once again, the landfill? Or is it like the eco-friendly shit they do in China, where you ship it to China, and then off the coast of China, a container goes missing over the side, am I right? There's your recycling. In this current situation, UBI is a joke. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. The fact that it gets offered to people, or even certain experiments get performed, is kind of irrelevant. Its purpose is to keep people, the poor people specifically, in line. Because, hey, eventually we're all going to get universal basic income. It's never, ever, ever going to happen. Ever. The more you talk about it, the more opium the masses get. Let's go on to the next topic here. Because I don't like talking about that one. That's a dumb topic, folks. Universal basic income. And I've been dirt-ass poor, and I've had to use services. And I'm telling you, as someone who has been dirt-ass poor and is dirt-ass poor and has had to use the services, okay, so to speak, UBI is not a real thing. But it is a way of keeping people, you know, frankly, kind of confused, in some cases kind of angry, and in a lot of cases hopeful that somehow their situation will improve if they just wait around long enough for mommy and poppy and daddy and whatever government to help out. And it's never, ever gonna fucking happen. Never. I know there are people out there who are afraid of this Klaus Schwab pod existence. You're going to have a pod. It's going to be 500 square feet. They're going to feed you crickets. I get it. I understand your fear. I've lived in the pod and I've had the shit food. The shit food's already here. The pods are already here. If you live in a city, you're already at the FEMA camp. And why would they pay or use any fucking resources to feed you? Why would they? Why would they give a fuck if you had another meal? I'm not saying they're not going to feed you until their get-out-of-town plan is complete. They're going to keep feeding you until they have to. But once that magical line is crossed, why the fuck do you think they'll keep shipping food to your goddamn city? Why? You think it's because it's a free market? Yeah. Next topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Don't meet Vader. Don't meet him too soon. You end up losing a hand. Don't meet Vader. Don't let him talk to you. He's a shithead. You'll lose your fucking hand. Yeah, if you meet Vader and you're not quite ready, little Luke Skywalker, Vader's taking a fucking hand from you. Yeah. This is kind of a silly quote, and I'm not a gigantic fan of the Star Wars franchise, as many of my listeners know. Maybe it's because I thought the whole thing was over with Return of the Jedi. I thought it was over with that episode. What was it? We have episode 4, which is the first one. That would be episode 6. Yeah, I thought episode 6, where they killed the motherfucking Emperor, and they tossed all the shit down the fucking tunnels, and they blew everything up, and all the fucking Ewoks are dancing around doing coke. I was of the opinion, when I was a kid, and I saw Return of the Jedi, that motherfucking whole series was over. But I was dead-ass wrong, baby. Dead-ass wrong. But, if you're going to meet Vader, understand he's a duplicitous fuck. He pays his taxes. If you're going to meet Vader, understand one or two things. He has a Blue Lives Matter flag on his truck, Vader's truck. Next topic, fucking Vader. And this is another quote from Dr. Freckles, bros and hoes. Okay isn't good enough when it comes to marriage. Dr. Freckles, what the fuck does that mean? Well, here's what I think I'm getting at, bros and hoes, with this fucking Dr. Freckles quote. If you want to be with somebody for the rest of your life and be committed to that person for the rest of your life, and if you're asking yourself, what kind of marriage would that be? I gotta say, it's not an okay marriage. It's not a marriage where you say everything is okay. How are things? They're okay. Everything's fine. No. There'll be days, probably, where things are just magical. And it won't just be the honeymoon time, because that's the nature of love. Love renews itself. And then there'll be times when it's just a pile of shit. And it's not that it isn't okay. It's far from fucking okay. It's nowhere near okay. But the key message here is there's feeling. And nowhere in the bland, placid, flaccid okay do you sense a lot of passion. Okay is not good enough for marriage. Okay is not good enough for commitment. Okay is not good enough for much of anything except for an answer to one of your bleak friends as you wander through Seattle and they're wearing coffee filters on their fucking faces and they say, how are you doing, Dan? Well, I would say I'm doing okay, but that's the context when you use the word okay, meaning you're just frustrated with this wretched existence and you're just blandly drifting through one more pointless moment called a moment on this planet called the day. I'm doing really good. I'm doing okay. But that's not good enough for marriage, brothers and sisters, and it's not good enough for a family. For those things, you need a passion that lasts a long time. Okay's a weak battery. Okay is a bad drink. Okay is the poison pill. Yeah, okay is a French bulldog. I guess I bring the subject up because we're living in the times we're living in. And folks will ask me about the whole thing about marriage. And sometimes they'll even say things like, Dan, are you ever going to have another girlfriend or whatever? And my answer is maybe. I mean, I'm pretty fucking old. And I'm old in the sense that I know what's coming. I know what's ahead. for everybody. I'm pretty certain I know. And because I'm pretty certain I know, the age I'm at is a lot older than it looks. It's also why I tell people my time is worth a lot more than you might realize. I think that applies to a lot of my listeners too. And it applies to a lot of people who don't listen, who are out there in the middle of nowhere doing what they're doing on a Monday, thinking about their job and their life and their marriage and their family and how everything is fucking okay. Maybe. But if you're over the age of 50, I think you'll find the coming decades, that's a ripe old age. But everything's okay, fucker. Next topic. Am I right, baby? Am I right, my friendy friend? Next fucking topic, pal. So I have been thinking about the future, right? The times to come, the strange times ahead. And while meditating on the future in a deep, deep Alpha Bravo Charlie Zeta state, I connected to the universal frequency zone where all the messages are transferred from the past to the future and back again. Yes, I decoded and deciphered war orders, warning orders from the year 2027. It could have been 2037. There was static. These bastards have no hope, and their only peace lay in blood soot. Blood soot that covers the land, and their dank, nasty beds filled with insects, filled with viscera, filled with garlic salt, filled with gunpowder. These are warning orders and war orders from the year 2027 through the year 2037, Bo Blimpdoc. Sector 9 Hawks, Sector 9 War Hawks need to get ready. General Paz has declared the Wee Wonk people to be cursed, baby. Yes, the Wee Wonk people are cursed and filled with daisy brine and scrimbo, and there ain't no reasoning with them because Lord Jib owns their souls. Oh my God, Lord Jib. And the other naval forces of Commodore Schick should moor there soon. Dropping off supplies will take out their ships, motherfucker. End of message. Zune style kill kill 44 robots are being dispatched to Quadrant 33 Romeo. We have word that the Rampagers are taking out 7-Eleven stores there and marching on Popeyes to steal some crispy chicken sandwiches. Gungaroo, the ape lord of the city tramps, is declaring Region Charlie to be brown land. Oh, that's racist. And only for those folks who have brownish or yellowish or off-white skin, black people are welcome. Gingers are shot on sight. Black people are welcome. Gingers are shot on sight. Nuclear-armed recoilless guns are being mounted on Ministry Street Baptist Church. Pastor Clegg is declaring his hood total OG controlled. Please move the Gronkus Lords to the Eastern Palisades. They need to stand off against the skunk hordes. End of message. The Empress of Vegas. the Empress of Vegas. The Empress of Vegas has asked that each family give up one son and one daughter to the everlasting kingdom of money and shit, or EKMS, baby. Yes, the everlasting kingdom of money and shit of Empress Vega. The Empress of Vegas. The EKMS controls most of Nevada now and is beginning to mine uranium for their bomb program. We need to move the 56th Hooker Rifle Regiment to the outskirts of Pahrump, keeping three companies in reserve to take the prostitute zone near the Palms Casino across the street from that Denny's, the one that gave you food poisoning. Tig, the street warrior, has been ordered to link up with 82nd Airborne Urban Patrols and to see if they can't get a handle on old Levi's cocaine stockpile. All of this must be complete by June the 6th, no later than the 13th. End of message. There is reason to believe that the busty lesbian navy of Denstra is moving south from the North Pole. Her current stripper pole position near the North Pole is no longer tenable. Marshal Vedko has nearly closed his pincer around her ground support forces near Greenland. Javis, the gonzo gorilla, has declared his willingness to relieve Denstra, but her women are too proud to let some man save them. Admiral Brestis, Queen of the Seas, has declared her submarine navy at the ready. Yes, Admiral Brestis, Queen of the Seas, has declared her submarine navy at the ready and in support of Denstra. They plan on an invasion of Africa in 3 months if they can gain support of the Bantu shock troops under General Lisa Zulu Zubloop Kwanza. All of this is a dangerous gambit, and the Asian ladyboys weren't likely to give up their shops in Cape Town, so you better try harder, baby. Fight on, Denstra. End of message. Throat-ass warrior clansmen are forming on our western frontier. They have joined forces with the Mexican cowboys of Juarez. And this only presents greater difficulties for Duke Clev of Houston. Texas Airborne Rangers need to focus their effort from Scompton to Grinkentown. Jizz King Gordon and his Starlight team will begin mining the harbors of San Plabos. And the Tristan Reach. Jorp-style burger outlets have been found to serve meat with broken glass in it. Please stay away. End of message. Kill your soul brain and enliven yourself with megahydrazine imagination. Your neutron bombs are special, and your hopefulness is full release. See as the Custon realm bends before you. And the lost mermaid women of Slim Seek Your Man Dust. Nothing compares to this, am I right, brothers, sisters, friends, country people? End of message. Plasma rifles are now authorized on the Squib Shrimp. Zone 3 mutants can use the flamethrower now, but only for the extermination of dingus swine and Hellcon troopers. Beware the hookers of Quadrant 22. They have skeel crabs and Jervis 8 herpes. Many of these hookers are high on K-Smac. They carry knives covered in their own shit. Major Henda controls all the blocks north of the abandoned library. You know that building where all those books remain untouched, unthreatened, unread. Take time to clean your junk this week. Time comes, you might need your junk to make babies. To enjoy your time off. Handle your grenades. Handle them with care. The new KU-877 grenade is a popping fragmentation fuck you grenade. You pull the pin on that fucker and toss it and it starts bouncing, and then when it explodes, several bouncing bombs bounce out of it and bounce further, and the shrapnel is made of tiny needles covered in roach dung. It's terrible. Fuck you. End of message, fucker. The 80-centimeter electromagnetic hyperguns are to be constructed near DeRosia. Each of these 10 guns fire a specially designed EMF-accelerated hypersonic projectile capable of making adjustments to flight. Time to target at 2,000 miles is 30 seconds from firing, 45 seconds from target detection. Each gun could fire a half-ton projectile every 4 minutes. This also must account for rail gun and cooling and capacitor recharge. This base will house a von Neumann-style self-replicating factory that, as a fucking byproduct, produces a 10-gun battle emplacement and more factories. Am I right? We will break the back of the illustrious lesbian harlot forces of Gustelza Meringue and her scantily clad, busty, grease-style, mud-wrestling, strumbly types. Am I right? Through these actions, the war is won. Through these actions, the war is won. We'll have our hypersonic electromagnetic railgun action, baby. End of message. Shrink wrap your fire pistol, because starlight comes and the wandering minstrels are drunk off cheap petrol. The ghost of Rommel chases our armies across Nevada. That desert fox is unwilling to give ground, despite the torment of a fire dance never ending. He's converting Toyota Corollas into medium machine gun vehicles, and then painting them red so that the land will give up its dead. And then painting them red so the land will give up its dead. He painted them red. He armed them with 50 cows. And now the land must give up its engine dead. 9 native tribes have joined with him, with the ghost of Rommel. And they have declared an oath of blood vengeance. Now the game begins. End of message. The newer, you know, the brand new vacuum dirigibles operating, you know, 20 or 30 miles up, fucker. The newer vacuum-style dirigibles, operating between 20 and 30 miles above the surface of the Earth, they're powered by a kick-up plasma ion drive capable of solar-powered recharge from ambient water vapor at lower altitudes or by picking up seawater at the surface. The onboard radioactive decay batteries powered both the main engine and the rapid-firing titanium vapor plasma cannon. These cannon could fire projectile of superheated plasmatic titanium atoms at 10% the speed of light. We hope to finish the construction of 5 of these sky dreadnoughts by the end of 2029, Bo Blimp Doc. Perhaps the busty sky navies of the lesbians will be in charge. Till then, but our ships are coming, baby, and it's gonna be nasty. End of message. Captain Kestor needs reinforcements on the moon. Captain Kestor needs more troops on the moon. Yes, Captain Kestor needs reinforcements on the moon. His troops are tired and bored and horribly irradiated. Micrometeorites are burning holes through their barracks, their fort and their bases, their underground bunkers. Radiation from the moon's surface is leaking in and making the men sick. No one from the Southern Coalition of General Seacom or Seacom or Zcom appears to be attacking. So the troops ask, why are we here on the fucking moon? As they die slowly of radiation poisoning, soldiers take turns lancing each other's butt boils and removing anal scrugs. Much of the weaponry on the moon uses simple alcoholic coolant, which the moon soldiers are breaking into and drinking, and in many cases going moon blind and moon motherfucking crazy. And the moon blind troops are cast out to the outer zone of the outer moon, where the shit merchants sell scuzz oil and the morning glory mamas burn incense for the skyhawk shaman. God damn the moon, take us home, end of message. God damn it, take us home from the moon. The moon's a shitstorm. The moon's a poop pile. The moon is a cemetery. Take us home from the moon. End of message, motherfucker. Kangaroo meat is on sale at the commissary. Your local food officer can give you a ticket for 3 pounds of this succulent meat. Cane Rat is still in reserve, keeping the Gumptic folk well fed, keeping them in line. Everyone gets a protein cube in celebration. Everyone gets a protein cube to celebrate our victory over Lord Tar. Lord Tar of London has been destroyed. Go get your protein cube. Sit down with your family. Light that fucking candle as you slowly freeze. His people weep, Lord Tar's people weep and wail as we eat their steak and drink their scub ale. Very soon, coyote will be available on pizza. End of message. Hister-trained and ready for a fuck you. I'll drink some coffee here. Hister-trained and ready for a woodland adventure, the 3rd Wookiee Army formed up to attack Washington, D.C. They would surround the hooker forces of the Senate and set fire to the Capitol once all their winky-dink artillery places are in place. General Chestor would say, "Those damn things, those damn furry things, they snuck up on us, they stole our pizza." End of message. Wookiee navies are branching out beyond the Gulf of Alaska. And considering the invasion of Vancouver Island, where Canadian cheese forces held Fort Drimble and were willing to fight back against those damnable furry monsters, or so Admiral Uranides of the Canadian Royal Anal Naval Expeditionary Forces has said, this is going to be big, end of message. Shark zombies have been spotted near the outer wall. Shark zombies have been spotted near the outer wall. Do not approach shark zombies. They are unkempt. Do not approach shark zombies. They are angry. Do not approach shark zombies. They feed on human failure. They feed on regret. If your eyes are puffy and red, they'll send a laser beam straight to your heart muscle and cause a myocardial infarct or MI or cardiac event, you fucking shithead. The zombie sharks now control most of Texas and parts of Mexico. They deal in Berulian eel sauce and synthetic OTC cocaine-like substitutes. Mormon forces under the control of Big Ed have formed an alliance with the shark zombies, so this is going to get really crazy, motherfucker. End of message. Be on the lookout for tired old men whose minds are bent and whose bodies are broken. Be on the lookout for skank bitches from Scompton. They are armed with bats. They love to kill. They love to have sex with what they kill. Kind of like your wife, right? Be on the lookout for stomach parasites the size of your hand. They burrow out of your butthole. They simply want to be heard. Be on the lookout for sideways cronies selling urine wine and spending their days in the gutter. Yes, be on the lookout for sideways cronies selling urine wine and spending their days in the gutter. Warrior types from Stovar are hunting Skazhooch and Strigbud. Your horrors are no longer safe. Your horrors are no longer safe. Be on the lookout for runaway whores and their dogs on chains. No one is spared. Make yourself hard. Make your children hard. Drink the diesel fuel. Eat the skunk stew. Breed gators in your fucking basement. Build rocket launchers filled with hate. Construct a wall around your inner child and keep empathy hidden from your 89 wives, for you are fucking lost. You are lost, fucker. End of message. If you enjoy this podcast, and I have no way to understand why you would, if you can hear a vacuum cleaner in the background, that's because somebody's vacuuming. If you hear dogs barking, that's because that's what dogs do. They fucking bark. If you hear other ambient noises like the heater coming on and off, I don't control this. I don't control the vertical or the horizontal. But what I will tell you is if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love, if you've done a little bit of prepping, and I mean stockpiled a little bit of food, brothers and sisters, you know, I would recommend that. Make sure you're thinking about your dogs and your cats and your pets as well. Don't be a dick. But if you've done all these things, and you've done them, and you've taken care of the people you love and all that, and you still have money left over, you can donate to this podcast. Once again, I don't know why you fucking would, but you can. I can use your fucking money. I can buy my 8-ball of cocaine for when they launch the fucking missiles, am I right? Yeah, donate if you want to. There'll be a link to PayPal in the notes and on Spotify. And beyond that, I don't know what to tell you. It's Monday. It's March the fucking 27th, if you can fucking believe it. I can't. 2023. Just after noon. Have a great rest of your motherfucking day, friendo.